Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Yud Dalet. So we left off the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, last two lines. Says the Gemara the following. The Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, ala sher kom to. Remember again, we were speaking about this Nahar Dinar, this stream of fire. So the Gemara is discussing where exactly it pours out. So the first opinion of the Gemara was that it pours out on the heads of the Rishayim, in Gehenna. Then the Gemara Shavach Rabbi Yaakov said, if it falls out, I'll share Komto. Komto literally means those who are set aside, or those who are ordained. Shenema, Asher Komto, Velos Eis Nar Yotzeik Yisodam. We'll discuss what that means in just a moment, meaning who's ordained. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon HaChassid, Eilu Tisha Me'os V'Shivim V'Arba Doros, Shekumtu Lihibaros. These are the 974 generations that should have been created, type of Yodalit, Kodem Shnivra Olam, that were supposed to be created, meaning that were decreed that they would be created, Kodem Shnivra, before the world was created, meaning that they were going to be created, they were decreed or ordained to be created before the world was created. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided V'lo Nivru. God decided they should not be created. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we'll say, the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided not to go ahead, what's driving over here, the Gemara, as Rashi points out, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Davar Tziva Li Elef Dar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that which would be commanded for 1,000 generations, that there was supposed to be 1,000 generations between the creation of the world and the Matan Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that these 974 generations would be evil, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to limit it to 26 generations from the creation of the world until Matan Torah. So therefore, that's what it means, that this Nar Dinor, this stream of fire, fell on the heads of the 974 generations, that they were not created. But what did God do? God took the neshamas of these 974 generations and he implanted them in each generation. So there are a few of them implanted in each generation. The hein hein azepanim shebedar. And these are the azepanim. These are the individuals, again, who are brazen, negative, you know, acrimonious individuals. These are the neshamas of the 974 generations who were implanted, again, throughout the generations. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Asher komto lebracha. What does this refer to? Asher komto, that pasuk is referring to those who were set aside or designated for blessing. Dichsiv, Eilu tamidi chachamim. This refers to Torah scholars. Shemikmatin atzman al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. They literally now will say here, the Gemara is using a different definition for the word mikmatin. Before and it was ordained, here it really means shortened or cut down. They cut down themselves al divrei Torah in this world. What does it mean about this? Rashi points out, they deprive themselves of sleep in this world, right? They deprive themselves of some basic pleasures in this world in order to be able to grow in their spirituality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magal Lehem Soli Olam Haba. God reveals to them the great secrets in the world to come. Shne'emar Nahar Yotzeik Yisodam. Amar Li Shmuel L'chia Barav Bar Aryeh. So what's that? Shmuel said, T'chia Barav Bar Aryeh. Ta, come here. Eimu L'cha Milsa Mahani Mili Mal Yusa Dahava Amar Avucha. Come here, Shmuel said to him, said to Chiyah, and I'm going to tell you some of the beautiful ideas that your father used to say. Every day there are angels that are created from Nahar Dinar, from that stream of fire. Shira, these malachim are so eager to serve God that they burst out into Shira, Ubatli. But once a malach says Shira, essentially what? It ceases to exist because its purpose has been fulfilled. Shene'emar chadashim lebkan rabba amunasecha. Literally, in the newness of, in the new morning, rabba amunasecha, abundant is your faith. So the Gemara here is understanding that abundance to the proliferation of angels, right? The incredible number of angels that are existed, that are in existence at the beginning of every single day, but after they say Shira, simply cease to exist. The pligi of Shlomo Bar Nachmani, and the sages are Shlomo Bar Nachmani. Why? They're Shlomo Bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonah's son. Called deeper for deeper shiotzim in piyakadosh baruch hu nivra mimenu malach echad. Because we'll say Rav Shlomo Bar Nachmani says in the name of Rabbi Yonah's son that where do malachim come from? So according to this first version, malachim come from Nahar Dinar. In this version now, the Gemara says, where do Malachim come from? So he says, every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Malachim are created. Shene'emar, because the pasuk says Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu, with the word of God the heavens were created, Uberuach Piv Kol Tzivaam, and literally with the breath of his mouth all of the hosts. So the hosts refer to the angels. The angels are created again with the breath, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasuv Echad Omer, this is another beautiful Gemara. One pasuk says Levusheha Kitalag Chiyor V'seyar Reshei Ke'amar Naka. So one pasuk says, quoting over here, the pasuk from Daniel, one pasuk says that his clothing is like white snow, and his hair is like literally Ka'amar Naka, like clean wool, which seems to indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when looking at the image of God, God's hair is white and his clothing is white. Uksiv, and by another pasuk says, also quoting, well, this is quoting from Shirah Shirim, Kivutzosav, thank you, Kivutzosav Taltalim Shechoros, that his curls are literally black. Curls are tight black curls. Ke'orev, just like a raven. So I'll say, which one is it? Does Kadosh Baruch Hu have black hair? Does Kadosh Baruch Hu have white hair? Lo kasha, can be yeshiva, can be milchama. I'll say, everything depends on the context in which Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol is being viewed. When he's in yeshiva, right? When ultimately, again, he's presenting the image of a sage. So then again, his hair is white, his clothing is white. However, again, when it's in milchama, when he's out in war, then he has the vigor of youth. And then ultimately, again, it's the black curls. Kid Amr Mar, Ein Lecha Na'a Bi Yeshiva Ela Zakin. There is no one who is more fit for yeshiva. Ultimately, again, to lead in halachic circles, to lead in learning, than an older person. Ve'in lechana b'milchama ela bocher. And again, in a battle, you don't want a guy with white hair at the front lines, but rather, again, you want the vigor of youth, being able to lead the army. So the Gemara says the following: ela bocher. Kasuv echad omer. One pasuk says, he's quoting over here, again, the same passage we quoted before from Daniel. So, Karsi Shevivin Dinur, Karsin Shevivin Dinur, because of Echad Omer, Ad Dai Karsun Ramav, Va'atik Yomin Yosef. So, that's why the Gemara is contrasting over here is the following, that Karsi means the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kisei. So, what the Gemara is contrasting over here is the following. In the first pasuk, it makes it sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one throne. In the second pasuk, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two thrones. So which one is it? Lokasha, echad lo ve'echad leDavid. Jose, that's actually a very dramatic statement. One throne is for God, and one throne is for David HaMelech. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol keeps an extra throne by his side for David Melech Yisrael. Bless you. Kidisanya, echad lo ve'echad leDavid. Did Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yossi, let's listen to this. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Ad masay ata osa shchinachol, how long will you continue to profane the Shechina? Meaning the notion of placing a throne for David by the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yosef Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, diminishes the standing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how long are you going to make the Shechina chol? Ela echad ledin ve'echad letzdaka. Rather, one throne of God is for din, for justice, and one throne of God is for tzedakah, is for charity. So Kiv l'mineh or lo Kiv l'mineh? So we'll say, did Rabbi Akiva accept this position of Rabbi Yosef Elili or not? Tashma, where the Brisa says, Echad ledin ve'echad letzdaka, divi Rabbi Akiva. Oh, well, we're going to say another Brisa says that Rabbi Akiva holds that what are the two thrones for? One is for din, one is for tzedakah, and that's quoted in the name of Rabbi Akiva, which shows that what? Which shows that Lemaisa, he accepted the view of Rabbi Yosef Elili. So we'll say, the Gemara now continues the previous Brisa, Amar lo Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So we'll say, now again, after Rabbi Yosef Elili says to Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing? You're always making the Shechina chol. So apparently everybody started ganging up on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says, Akiva, ma'lecha itzal agada. Why do you insert your opinions by agarta? Kelecha midabrosecha itzal nega'im va'olos. Why don't you keep your comments towards the more complex discussions of nega'im? Rabbi will say, so nega'im is saras. Olos is Tumas Ohel. So we'll say, obviously, Negam and Olos, Saras, and Tumas Ohel are some of the very complex areas of Halacha. So, Sitra Bekiva, you're a brilliant Talmud Chacham, but you're not a Darshan. Why don't you go ahead and just keep, you know, limit yourself to discussions about complex halachic matters and leave Agarata on the side. Ela Echad Lekisei, Ve'echad Lishrashraf. the shraf raf. Rather, again, we can say the two chairs are for what? One is ultimately, again, for the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one is for the footstool. Case, these are two thrones, the two chairs. Kise le shev alav, the chair is to sit on. Shraf raf lahadam raglav. And ultimately, again, the shraf raf ultimately is to allow the Shechina, the feet of the Shechina, to rest on it. Shene emar, hashamayim kis'i, the earth is my chair, v'haaretz hadom ragli, and the sky, the heavens are my chair, are my throne, and the earth, hadom ragli, is my footstool. Ki asrav dimi amar, shmona asrei klalos kilo yishaya es Yisrael, v'lo niskara daito at sha'amor lehem ha'mikra hazeh. So we'll say, Yishaya, as we're going to see in the Gemara, Yishaya gave the Jewish people 18 different curses. Now, lonis karadaito means his mind was not settled. Now, we'll see exactly what that means in just a little bit. But literally, his mind was not settled until he gave them this curse. What's the curse? Yirhavu hanar bezakim. Literally, the youth will dominate the old. Vanikla minichbad. And he who is a nikla, he who has little covet, he who is small, kal, is lightweight, will go ahead and domineer over, again, the nechbad, one who has much covet. So Shmona Esavos says, so that was the final curse of Yishayo. What were the previous 18? Shmona Esav Chalalos, my ninu, dechsev, kihine ha'adon Hashem tzevakos. For behold, the master, Hashem, the host of legions, meisir mi Yerushalayim Yehuda, he will remove from Yerushalayim Yehuda mishan u'mishena, kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim, gibor v'ish melchama, shofet v'navi, kosem v'zokin sarcham yishim, nesopanim v'yoetz chacham charashim v'naval lachash. I will remove all of these things and all of these people from you. We're going to define each of these things in just a moment. V'nasatina arim siririm. I will go ahead and make the young into masters. I will make the na'arim, I'll make the young into sarayim, into the masters. V'talulim yimshulubana. We'll say talulim means literally those who mock. Those who mock everything, I will give them dominion over them. So what's the Navi Gemara defines? So what are these things that were removed from Yerushalayim? Mishan, Elu Bale Mikra. Mishan refers to those who mastered Chumash. Mishana, Mishena, Elu Bale Mishnah. This refers ultimately again to those who are proficient in Mishnah. Kegon Rabbi Huda ben Tema, v'chaverav, like Rabbi Huda ben Tema and his friends. Pligu ba rapapav rabbanan. So Rabbi say, what does it mean, masters of Mishnah? Because in the days, Rabbi say, of Rabbi Huda ben Tema and his friends, so chad amar sheish mi osidre Mishnah, v'chad amar shva mi osidre Mishnah. Rabbi say, what's amazing over here is today, we only have six orders of the Mishnah. It appears that in earlier generations, they had much more seders, many more seders of the Mishnayis. Kol Mishan Lechem. What does that mean? El Eila Ba'alei Talmud. These are first individuals who are proficient in Gemara Shine Amar, Luchu Lachmu Balachmi, Vishasu Yayin Masachti, Vichom Mishan Mayim. What's Mishan Mayim? Elu Baale Agoda. That refers to individuals who mastered Agoda. Shemoshin Livo Shal Adam Kimayim, because Agoda has the ability literally to draw at the heart of man, just like water. Gibor, strength, Zebal Shmuos. This refers to, now Rashi points out that a Baal Shmuos, Sheshama Halachos Psukos Mirabosav, Ushiguros Pefiv. So we'll say a Baal Shmuos is someone ultimately, again, who has heard Halacha from his teachers and is able to go ahead and disseminate it. The Ishmael Chama, men of war, Zeshiode Alisen Velitim Machantash Torah. This is someone who knows how to exchange words, literally give and take in the war of Torah. Shofet, a judge, Zedayon. Judge Shedan Din Emes La'amitahu, who is focused on judging things appropriately. Navi Kimashmo. So a Navi is a Navi. Kosim, what is Nabos? Like Kosim literally means like a diviner, they call it. Ze Melech Shinemar, Kosim Asif Se Melech. Zokin, what is a Zokin? Ze Sheroy Li Yeshiva. This refers to someone ultimately, again, who's fit to occupy a position of prominence in the yeshiva. Sar Chamishim, literally a master of 50, says the Gemara, Al Tikri Sar Chamishim, Ela Sar Chumshin, rather refers to someone who has mastered Chumash, Zeshi Odea, Lisa Velitain Bechamishi Chumshe Torah, someone who knows how to go ahead and discuss in intricate fashion that which is contained in the Chamishi Chumshe Torah. Tovra Acher, another possibility is, what does Sar Chamishim mean? Kedir Rabbi Avo, Amr Rabbi Avo, Mikan Shein Ma'amidin Mitorgaman Alatzibor Pachos Michamishim Shana. So you see from here, remember again in the times of the Gemara, so they would go ahead and they'd have a Torgaman. So a Torgaman was, his job was to go ahead and put into more simple words the complex ideas as expressed by the particular Tana. So interestingly enough, you only got a Torgaman when? If you were 50 years old and above. If you were not 50, if it was not Bakavadik to give someone younger than 50 a Torgaman, Sar Chamishim. Unesopanim, Zeshenosim Panim Ledoro Ba'avuro Lamalo, Kigon Chanina Ben Dosa, Lemata Kigon Rabbi Avao Be Kesar. So we'll say, Unesopanim means someone for whom the people are favored be above, meaning we'll say somebody who has enough merit to be able to secure a favorable judgment for the people above, as well as someone who's respected enough even by the Gentile nations below to treat Jews fairly. So for the example above, be Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, but remember the Gemara Maseches Tainus. So the Gemara says that kala olam nizon bishvil Chanina bni. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the entire world is sustained because of Chanina, my son. And the Gemara says v'Chanina bni, but Chanina, my son, dailo bekav charuvin me'erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. But Chanina ben Dosa, who's responsible for the entire sustenance of the world, he can get by on what? On a kav of boxer. From one Erev Shabbos to the other Shabbos. And again, Rabbi Avo Bekesar, Rabbi Avo, who was known in the halls of the Caesar. Yoetz. What does Yoetz mean? Sheodea la'aber shanim. He knows how to intercalate the years. V'likba chadashim, to establish the months. V'chacham. What's a chacham? Zeh talmid hamachkim es rabosav. This is a talmid who is so sharp that he even makes his rebbeim smarter. Charashim. Someone who is so wise that when he opens his mouth, everyone else is quiet because they realize that whatever he has to say is going to be more important than whatever they have to say. We'll say, what is a navon? Someone who is able to understand one thing from the other. Lachash. This is someone who is fit to receive words of Torah that were given over in a whisper, meaning someone who is wise enough to be able to understand the hidden aspects of the Torah. And remember, what we're describing over here, the Navi Yeshua is describing all of these individuals were lacking in Yerushalayim at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Yerushalayim was devoid of righteous men. I will make youth into your masters. These are individuals, ultimately, again, who are emptied. They're emptied. They're wiped out of mitzvos. And the ones who mock, they will rule over you. Amara Papa Bar Yaakov. Tali b'nei Tali. These are the foxes, the son of foxes. I both say, when you call someone a fox, it's actually not a compliment, right? The idea is that it's sly. It refers to someone who's cunning and somewhat deceiving. And yet Yeshayahu's mind was not settled. And again, we'll see what that means until he gave them this final klala. Yirhavu nar bezakein vanikla benechbad. Literally, the youth will domineer the old, and the one who is light over the one who is honored. Elu b'nei adam sheminu armin ha-mitzvos. Those people who are empty of mitzvos, yirhavu b'mi shemamu lo b'mitzvos kerimon. They will rule over those who are filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate. Vanikla b'nichbad, and he who is light, he who is a lightweight, so to speak, a kal, will rule over he who is bakavadik. Yavo mi shechamuros domos lov kikalos. I will say, a person who literally even severe averos, he treats like minor averos, v'irhavu b'misha kalos domos alav kechamuros, and he will rule over someone who's again who treats even minor averos like major averos. Amrav Katina, afilu b'shas kishlosha yushaim lapaskamen bali amana. So Rav Katina says, even at the time the yushaim was destroyed, bali amana. We'll say bali amana means trustworthy men were still found. So we'll say Rav Katina seems to say that even at the time yushaim was destroyed, there were still great people. There were still great people in Yerushalayim. Shene Emar, because the Pasuk says, quotes over here, the Pasuk from Yeshayo, Ki yitpos ish ba'achiv beis aviv, simla lecha, katzin tielanu, v'machashe lehazos tachas yadecha. So we'll say, literally translated, Yisrael Mahulimor, that, sorry, Kiyipos ishba achiv beis aviv limar simla l'cha katzintia lanu. So let's listen to this. Literally, a man would go ahead and grab his fellow, and he would say to him, "Simla, the cloak is yours. Be a leader for us." What does that mean? Dvarim shebnei adam is kasek is simla yeshnan tachas yadecha. That one would say to a man would say to the other, "You have that which people cloak themselves under your hand." We'll say, "What do people cloak themselves in?" Torah. So one would say to his fellow, "You have the simla, you have the cloak, you have the cloak of Torah, be a leader for us." So we'll say, this is talking about even during the time of the destruction. So people would still turn to other individuals who they felt were in possession of Torah knowledge and ask them to lead. So the Gemara says, "Va'machashela hazos," and this stumbling block, "May machashela hazos, dvarim shebnei adam omdin aleihem, Ela imke nichshol bahen yeshna tachas yadecha." These things that people only become proficient with, only if what? Only if they are nichshol in them, only if they stumble upon them, you have underneath your hand. Rabbi say, look at Rashi, yeshna tachas yadecha, kilomar sha'ata baki bahen. Those things that people normally make mistakes about, you are proficient in, which is again is a reference to Torah. Yisabayomahu leimar lo eyechovesh ubebeisi ein lechem vein simla lo tisimeni katzin am. So we'll say again. So remember, the Navi is describing over here that in the midst of destruction, so people would still approach individuals who they felt were capable of being leaders, and told them, "Please be our leaders." And the person would respond, I can't be the leader. Lo ya'chovish, I can't be the ruler. I have no bread in my home, and I don't have clothing. You cannot put me on a leader on the people." So what does that mean? Yisa, ein yisa el lashon shvua. The Bible said the lashon of yisa is the lashon of taking an oath. Shenemar, lo tisa shem Hashem alkecha. Lo eyach, so a person would swear, "I cannot assume this leadership position." Lo eyachovish, I cannot be the ruler. Lo hayisi michov she beis hamedrash. Well, this is interesting. I can't do it. Why? Because I was not among those who literally was captive in the Beis Medrash. People say, what does it mean that we're captive in the Beis Medrash? That literally I spent all of my time in the Beis Medrash. Obebeisi in lechem vein simla, and there is no bread and there is no clothing in my home. She'in biyadi lo mikra v'lo mishna v'lo gemara. I don't possess enough knowledge in Chumash, Mishnah, or Gemara to be able to lead. V'dilma shiny hasam. So we'll say, what do you see from there? Now, also remember, what are we trying to prove? But the Gemara made a statement that even in the midst of the destruction of Yerushalayim, lo pasku anshe amana. We'll say, anshe amana means what? There are always honest men in Jerusalem. So we'll say, how are we proving that there are honest men in Jerusalem? Because even when individuals were approached to be leaders, they what? They were honest and they said, "We can't do it. We're not able to do it. Therefore, you see from here that Lamaisa they were honest men Yerushalayim. To which the Gemara says, "Well, one second, maybe that doesn't prove they're honest." V'dilma shani hasam the amrluhu gamirna amrle eimalon. So the Gemara says, "Well, maybe it's not so trustworthy. Maybe it's about the fact that if people say that they're learned, someone's going to ask them a question, and what's going to happen? They're going to be forced to say they don't know. Well, that's not true because they could always say havelimeimar gamar v'shachach. They could always say, 'I learned it, but I forgot it.'" My lo eyachovish. What does it mean that I will not be a chovish? I can't be a ruler. Lo eyachovish klal. I'm not fit to be a ruler at all. So this proves the idea that Lamaisa again, even in the times of the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, there were anshei amana. There were righteous men who were there. Ini is this sov ha'marava lo chav Yerushalayim ad sheiv siku ad shepaskim eno ba'alei amana. But yet Rava said that Yerushalayim was only destroyed once the trustworthy purse people were no longer. Shene emar shotetu b'chutos Yerushalayim ure'una. Udu'u b'kshu b'rechovol se'al. Im timtzu'u ish. So yet the Navi says, go out and look in the streets of Yerushalayim, and essentially you will find that there's not one honest man left. Lo kashya, it's not a contradiction. Ha, b'divrei Torah. Ha, b'maso matan. Well, it's very interesting. One is referring to words of Torah. One is referring to business. B'divrei Torah havu. In the words in Torah, there were individuals who were still honest. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi, when it came to Torah, there were individuals who were honest. Honest meaning what? That they said they didn't know enough Torah to be able to rule. However, again, but there was no one who was left who was honest with their business dealings. Tan Rabbanon. So we'll say another mice. Tan Rabbanon. Ma'aseh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shahayu Rochi v'Alachomer. was an amazing ma'isa. There was one Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding on the donkey. Vahya mahalich b'derech. He was traveling. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach mechamer achar. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was following behind. Amar lo Rebbe, shenali perkeach of Maaseh Merkava. He said, Rebbe, can you teach me something in Maaseh Merkava? Teach us in Maaseh Merkava. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I said, lo kach shanisi lechem. Did I not already teach you? That an individual cannot learn Maaseh Merkava, unless, of course, you understand it on your own. So essentially, no, I can't teach you Maaseh Merkava, because if only a person could learn Maaseh Merkava, so we can figure it out on their own. Amrullah Rebbe, Tarsheni Lamar Lefanecha Davar Echad Shli Maratani. So Rebbe Elazar ben Arach says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but remember again, we know according the Mishnah of us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. So according to one version, according to one opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was the greatest of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's students. According to the first opinion in the Mishnah, it was actually Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus who was the prized Talmud. In any event, the Gemara says, Amar lo Rebbe, Tarsheni lamar lefanecha davar echad shli maratani. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, can I tell you something that you taught me? Amar lo Emar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, of course. Listen to this. Miyad yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al ha'chamar, v'nis'ate fi'yoshef ala evan tachas ha'zayis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off the donkey, wrapped himself in his talis, sat down underneath the olive tree. Amar lo Rebbe, so Elazar ben Arach says, Rebbe, mipnei ma'ya radata me'al ha'chamar. So why did you get off the donkey? You didn't have to get off the donkey. Amar, efshar ata dorish ha'masa merkava, u'shchina imanu, o'malachi ha'sharis malavin o'sanu, v'ani erkav ala ha'chamar. Says, listen to this Kavarat Torah. Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what do you think? You're going to tell me something about Maaseh Merkava and I'm just going to sit on my donkey? You think I'm going to return my Maaseh Merkava, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be here, the Malachim are going to be here, and I'm going to sit on my donkey? I have to prepare myself. I have to give proper kavod to your Torah. Miyad pasach Elazar ben Arach Maaseh Merkava. So Elazar ben Arach began discussing Maaseh Merkava with Darash, and he started darshaning. The yard that ish min hashamayim, and a fire came down from the heavens. V'sivava kol ha'ilanu shebasada, and it surrounded all of the trees in the field. Paschu kulan va'amru shira. All the malachim began to sing shira. Mashira amru. What did they sing? Amru hallelu es Hashem in haaretz taninim v'chol to'amos eitz pri v'chol arazim halleluka. So what happened? So again, all the trees actually started singing Shira, not the Malachim. All the trees started singing Shira all around. And what did they say? They say, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the earth, from the depths, from the Tahom, also praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Taninim, all the creations from the depths, Eitz Pri V'chol Arazim, all the fruit trees and the cedars, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Na'ane Malach Min Ha'ish V'amar. And a malach called out from the fire and said, "Hein hein ma'aseh merkava." These words are Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. This is inappropriate. This is a true understanding of ma'aseh merkava. Amazing. Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'nashka arosho. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on his head. Such a beautiful scene. Va'amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael shenasan ben li Avram Avinu sheyodea lahavin v'lachkor v'lidrosh b'ma'aseh merkava. It's such a beautiful Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed him on his head. How praiseworthy is Avram Avinu that he has such a child like this who is able to properly darshan ma'aseh merkava. Rabbi, listen to this. Yesh no'e dorish ve'in no'e mekayin. Rabbi, there are some people that know how to speak words of Torah very beautifully, but they're not very beautiful in their observance and performance of those words. Ve'in no'e dorish. No'am ekayim, ve'ino adorish. There are other people who are pleasant in their performance, but they don't necessarily know how to pleasantly espouse words of Torah. Ata Yerub Elazar ben Arach, no'adorish, ve'no'am ekayim. Plus, it's so beautiful. But you fulfill the, you darshan beautifully, and you fulfill the words beautifully. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, praiseworthy are you, Avram Avinu, she'elazar ben Arach yatsa mechalatzecha. That's amazing, no? Praiseworthy you, Avram Avinu, that you're privileged to have a child, a son, like Elazar ben Arach. Beautiful. Kishnumra adram the fin of Yeshua, and words of the story reached Rabbi Yeshua, who Rabbi Yossi HaKohen mahalchim aderech. So also Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen walking on the road. Amru af anu nishash ma'aseh merkava. You know what? Let's also dash ma'aseh merkava. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'dash. So Rabbi Yeshua started dashing. Va'osa yom tekufas tamos haya. It was, again, Rabbi Yossi, tekufas tamos is the summer. Niskash rishamayim ba'avim. The sky became dark with clouds. V'nira kimin kashas ba'anan. And there was a rainbow. It was a rainbow in the clouds. And Rabbi Yossi, obviously, these are storm clouds. There's no storm clouds in Eretz Yisrael in the summer. no rainbows in the summer. V'hayu malachei asheris miskaptzin uba'in l'shma, ki b'nei adam shem miskaptzin uba'in liros, b'maz mutei chasan v'kala. And as Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen are talking about Mas Merkava, the malachim gather, also listen to this image, the same way that people gather, mizmutei chasan v'kala. If you look at Rashi, mizmutei chasan, mine schok, shem miskaptzin uba'in, you know, the same way at the wedding, where everybody gathers in the circle to like see the shtick that happens in front of the chasan and kala. So the malachim came together to be able to see the learning of Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Amazing. So halach Rabbi Yossi HaKohen sibra drum with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen went and he told over to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai what had happened. Va'omer ashreichem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, praiseworthy are you. Va'ashrei eladetchem. Praiseworthy are those who birthed you. Asher eine shekach ro, that whose eyes saw what just happened. Va'af ani va'atem b'chalomi musubin hainu al har Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I had a dream, and in my dream it was me, Elazar ben Arach, you, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, and Rabbi Yoshua, and we were all together on har Sinai. V'nosna aleinu bas kol min hashamayim, and a voice came down from heaven and said, alu l'kan, ascend to here, come up here. Traklin gedolim umatzos noos mutzos lachem. There are beautiful dining halls and beautiful couches that are set up for you. Atem v'tamidechem v'tamidei tamidechem. You and your students and the students of your students, mizumanim lekat shlishi, are invited into the third group. So Bosai, again, Tosas points this out. And Rashi points this out, that apparently this Kach Lishi is some higher sphere of Shamayim. Ini, is this so? V'atan Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalosh Hartzos Heim. I will say, so now again, is this true that these individuals gave over Ma'aseh Merkava? But we learn that there were three transmissions of Ma'aseh Merkava. And these are they. Rabbi Yeshua, here's the Dvarim with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua gave them over for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva, Hirtza, Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva gave them for Rabbi Yeshua. And Chananya ben Chachinoi, Hirtza, Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. And Chananya ben Chachinoi gave them for Rabbi Akiva. V'ilu, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Loka Choshev. And yet Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is not included in that list, to which the Gemara says it's not a problem. The Artsi va'artsu kame kachoshev. That list only includes those who gave Ma'aseh Merkava over to others, and to whom others gave Ma'aseh Merkava over in front of as well. However, the Artsi, he who gave over Ma'aseh Merkava, but no one ever gave it over to him, which happened with Elazar ben Arach, lo kachoshev, is not included in the list. Ay v'ha, Chananya ben Chachinoi, delo artzu kamei. Ay, but what about Chananya ben Chachinoi, who again, the Ma'aseh Merkava was not given over to him, v'kach chashiv, and yet, again, he's included in the list. The artzi miha kamei man da artzi, but he had given it over in front of others who had given it over themselves. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. So we'll say, now we begin, we have 1 minute. So now we're just going to begin this Maisa. Now in this Maisa, this is going to lead us into Dimara's Daft, Tanu Rabbanan. Arba nichnesu bepardes. So we'll say there are four people that entered into the pardes. Pardes literally means the orchard. But again, there's a lot of machlokas exactly what it is that happened over here. So let's just go with the approach that they entered somehow into the celestial sphere. Now, what's interesting, Tosas points out over here, nichnesu lepardes, kigon al yidei shem. So what's interesting over here is, according to Rashi and Tosas, both agree that they did not literally ascend all the way up to Shem, but rather, again, through the use of Shem Hashem, they had this almost like dreamlike, prophetic-like experience. So four people went into the Pardes. Who were they? Elohim, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya, Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to them, "Kisha'atem magin etzel avnei shayish. When you get to the area, to the marble chamber, al tomru mayim mayim. Don't say water's coming, water's coming. Apparently, the marble in Shemayim looks like water. Whatever you say, don't say the water's coming. Why? Mishum shene'emar dover shkarim lo yikon leneged einai. Because they're both saying in Shemayim, there is no room for sheker. There is no room for falsehood. So if you say something that is false, you'll be immediately expelled from Shemayim. Ben Azai hitzitzumes, Ben Azai saw what was happening in Shemayim, and he died. It was just simply an overload experience. He could not deal with it. Halava Kasil Omrin, about him the Pasuk says, Yakar Me'ene Hashem Amafsal Chasidov, precious in the eyes of God is the death of his righteous. Benzoma Hitzitz V'nifka, Benzoma saw and he went crazy, meaning he did not emerge normally from this. V'alava Kasil Omer, Dvash Matzasa, if you find honey, Echol Dayecha, eat just enough, lest you eat too much and vomit. Meaning that when you find something beautiful, you have to make sure to only take it in moderation. Apparently, again, Benzoma apparently just took in too much. Acher, what happened with Elisha ben Avuya? Kitzeitz benetios. He uprooted the saplings, which we'll see tomorrow what that means. Rabbi Akiva yatsa b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva emerged unscathed. All right, we will stop over here. Hayashar koach.